It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Here every afternoon from 3 until 6. Monday through Thursday, you get Frank Opinion as your host. Fridays, you get me, Paul Harris. And every day, you get these two guys, Ian and Dan, helping out. And only at this time on Fridays do you get to play a role in the show by being a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days and you would like to today, call me now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phone star KTRS. And when I say call me, I really mean call Dan because he's answering the phones. But eventually he'll put you through to me. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians. What a great band they are. They've been around for a while and still continue to pack every place that they work because their reputation precedes them. People know how good they are. Wednesday nights, you can see them at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge there. Thursday nights, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge and amazing food. And in just a couple of minutes, I'll tell you where they're playing this weekend so you can go see them. But first, you have to get through the Harris Challenge, and our first person trying to do that today is Jerry. Welcome to the Big 550, Jerry.
Hey, I'm AM and the PM. Man.
Thank you. Hallelujah. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. You can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead, Jerry. The 5 seconds are yours.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to play a game. I don't know what I'm going to do for 5 full seconds here. I thought I was going to play a game and win a prize.
All right, time's up, Jerry. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And out come the questions and categories you get to choose from first. There'll be three of them. The first will, of course, be our topical category from News of the Week. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two is Robin Williams Movies. We, of course, lost that great actor just days ago at age 63. And then our third category is new jobs. Which one would you like, Jerry?
Let me go with News of the Week.
The Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
See, I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, I guess not. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points for a total of 15. Well, that's how much you can earn, but you don't have to get all of them. You just have to get past halfway. So 8 or more will make you a winner, which will get you a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations.
I was just looking at an overweight old man needs.
Now, hold on here, Jerry. Hang on. Let me finish.
Not your turn yet. Your 5 seconds haven't come back yet.
Hang on.
Okay.
They have two locations, the Old Town Donut Shop. They have donuts. One location in Florissant, one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Werrenberg Theaters.
Werrenberg.
We have movie passes, which may include The Expendables.
Expendables 3, which is opening today.
Right. And Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which Ian highly recommends.
Yeah, and we have others to choose from. I'll let you know if you win.
One of those movies that we have tickets for, I think, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Last week on this show, Colin Jeffrey said, well, that movie will probably do 35, 40, maybe 45 million this weekend. Did 65 million last weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
What else you got?
We also have a free bowling party. You can either use this at Crest Bowl, which is in Florissant, or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane.
Plus,
one large one-topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
Right. And now, so you get your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all the questions right for a total of 15 points, we call it a clean sweep, and you get all the prizes for a package well over
$1 million
in value. All right, Jerry, your categories, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the Missouri Highway Patrol captain who was put in charge of security in Ferguson yesterday?
Johnson.
Correct, Ron Johnson. Who won the PGA Championship on Sunday?
McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy, right. Shares of Warren Buffett's investment company topped $200,000 each this week. What is the name of that company?
Oh, my God, I hate myself. I don't know.
You want to pass?
Yeah.
Four-pointer. In what state is a company testing a vacuum tube system that would shoot salmon over dams on the Columbia River?
Idaho.
Washington. On Tuesday, Maryam Mirzakhani became the first woman to win a Fields Medal, the highest honor in what academic field? Is it math, history, or chemistry?
History.
Math. Back to the three-pointer. What's Warren Buffett's investment company called?
And I know it, too. I just, I'm drawing a blank, man.
Let me ask the judges, can we accept I'm drawing a blank, man?
No. Is that the name of a company?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
The correct
answer. You're not near as bad as Frank says you are.
Thank you. The answer is Berkshire Hathaway.
Oh, God.
If you had invested in that 30 years ago, you'd be really, really... You'd be Warren Buffett is what you'd be.
And, you know, I usually remember that by remembering Jane Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, Nancy Culp.
Period.
Let's see. You got Ron Johnson for one, Rory McIlroy for three, and then things fell apart. And I'm sorry we have to do this, but I'm going to have to punish you, Jerry. A couple of weeks ago, we used as punishment music a woman named Mrs. Miller, who in the 60s took some popular songs of the day and destroyed them. A listener named Regina sent me a link to another woman. We don't really know the story of this woman. Her name is Tammy True. Not to be confused with 70s disco queen Andrea True, who had a hit called More, More, More. This is Tammy True, who destroys the Beatles.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow, I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my love
Okay, don't make it worse, Jerry. It's bad enough as is.
I barely got the song, man. It's so horrible.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
We go to our next contestant. Hello, Barbara.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm great. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I would just like to acknowledge that I have four phenomenal grown adult children, Michael, Elizabeth, Allison, and Mallory, and I'd like to say hello to all of them.
All right. The categories on the board here, Robin Williams movies, new jobs, or our new third category, multiple choice Woodstock.
Oh, boy. I'm going to suck at any of these.
That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge.
Yeah, I know. I'll take that middle one.
New jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. This is about people, famous or otherwise, who got new jobs this week. 60 seconds on the clock, Barbara. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who officially became the new owner of the L.A. Clippers this week?
Oh, I have no idea.
Two-pointer, who will replace David Gregory as the host of NBC's Meet the Press beginning this Sunday?
Yeah, that other guy. Damn.
Tim?
No, I said damn.
Oh, damn. You want to go to the three-pointer?
Yes.
Rob Manfred was named the new commissioner of Major League Baseball this week. Who is he replacing?
Oh, that other buffoon.
I'm seeing a pattern here. Here's your four-pointer. In what country is Haider al-Abadi replacing Nouri al-Maliki as prime minister? Let me go to the five-pointer. You're going to like this one. Just stop the music because I don't want her to run out of time. I'm going to give her a little time to think about this one because it's a multiple-choice one, and you have a shot at this one. Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Paul.
All right. Which of the following is the new mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota? Is it A 3-year-old boy named Bobby, B, a 7-year-old dog named Duke, or C, a 9-year-old parrot named Polly?
Duke the dog.
The correct answer is, well, we call him his honor now, Duke the dog. The 7-year-old is the mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota. Haider al-Abadi is the new prime minister of Iraq. Rob Manfred is replacing Bud Selig as commissioner of baseball. Chuck Todd is the new host of Meet the Press. And Steve Ballmer is the new owner of the L.A. Clippers. Duke the dog was a good answer, but only worth 5 points, Barbara, and so I had to punish you as well.
I'm just ashamed of myself, Paul.
Here once again, Tammy True.
Pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. Are you enjoying this?
No, we're not enjoying it at all, Tammy. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Barbara. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's contestant number three. Hello, Luke.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if the weather holds out, my softball team will be playing for the championship this Sunday at Kirkwood Park.
Wow. Fast
it's pitch? Not that impressive, no.
Fast pitch, slow pitch, what is it?
Definitely slow pitch.
Is it a beer league?
You betcha.
The best kind of softball. Yep. All right, three categories here. Robin Williams movies, multiple choice Woodstock, or our new third category, They Called Her Betty. That's a category about the late Lauren Bacall.
Oh, the only one I'm going to have a chance at is Robin Williams movies, and I can't make any promises.
I love it. Again, the confident Harris Challenge contestants are coming out of the woodwork today.
It's typical, yeah.
Here we go with Robin Williams movies, Luke. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he play Airman Adrian Cronauer?
Pass.
In what movie, I'm sorry, for what movie did Robin Williams win his only Academy Award?
Patch Adams.
Good Will Hunting. In what movie starring Ben Stiller did Robin Williams first play President Teddy Roosevelt?
Night at the Museum.
Correct. What movie ended with students on desks saying, "Oh, Captain, my Captain"?
Pass.
Five-pointer. In what 1996 movie did Robin Williams star as Nathan Lane's gay partner?
The Birdcage.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. In what movie did he play Airman Adrian Cronauer?
Pass.
The four-pointer, what movie ended with students on desks saying, "Oh, Captain, my Captain"?
I don't know. I don't know those two.
All right. Well, the last one was Dead Poets Society. And Adrian Cronauer was the real-life guy he played in Good Morning, Vietnam. But here's the good news, Luke. You got the three and the five for 8 points, and we do not have to punish you. You get the prizes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get those while I bring in contestant number four. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just like to say go Cardinals. Beat the Padres tonight.
All right. Two categories left. Multiple choice Woodstock or They Called Her Betty.
Let's do the multiple choice Woodstock.
All right, this weekend is the 45th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not appear at Woodstock? Bob Dylan, The Who, or Sha-na-na?
Sha-na-na.
Bob Dylan. Who was the first performer at the Woodstock Festival? Country Joe McDonald, Richie Havens, or Arlo Guthrie?
Arlo Guthrie.
Richie Havens. How many people died at the Woodstock Festival in 1969? 3, 13, or 30?
13.
3. Who wrote the song Woodstock, which became a hit for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? Was it Judy Collins, Joan Baez, or Joni Mitchell?
Joan Baez.
Joni Mitchell. Who was the last person to perform at the Woodstock Festival? Joe Cocker, Jimi Hendrix, or Janis Joplin?
Jimi Hendrix.
That is correct, and you've got 5 points, but that's not enough, Bobby. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't good, was it?
Yeah, you're going to have to be punished as well by by Ms. Tammy True.
And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you.
Somewhere at home, our listener Regina is clapping her hands because she came up with a good one, and we had to do a triple punishment day. Maybe it'll be quadruple. We'll see. Bobby, have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
That quadruple question is in your hands, Tom.
I'm here.
Okay. Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi to my beautiful wife, Molly, that just gave birth to our second set of twins last week.
Wow. How old is the first set?
They're almost four.
You have four kids under five.
Yes, sir.
What's the last time you slept through the night?
It's been a while.
Going to be a long time now, from now going forward, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tom, congratulations on the new arrivals. I hope everybody stays happy and healthy for a very long time. Your category is about Lauren Bacall, who died this week at age 89. They Called Her Betty is the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
One of her classic movie lines was, "You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You put your lips together and blow." In that movie, who played Steve?
Pass.
Lauren Bacall was one of 16 stars name-dropped in Madonna's song Vogue. How many of them are still alive?
Three.
Zero. Which actor was her second husband? Jack Lemmon, Stacy Keach, or Jason Robards?
Jason Robards.
Correct. In 1976, she appeared in The Shootist, which was also the last movie made by which Western star, best known for great Westerns?
John Wayne.
Yeah, that's correct. In what 1990 movie directed by Rob Reiner did Bacall appear with James Caan and Kathy Bates?
Pass.
What if I said that in that movie Kathy Bates hobbled James Caan's ankles?
I can't think of it.
It was called Misery.
Misery, that's right.
And Steve, the Lauren Bacall movie was Humphrey Bogart, who she later married. I think she was 25 years younger than him and married him. By the way, the people mentioned in that Madonna video, Greta Garbo, Marilyn Monroe, Marlena Dietrich, Joe DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, James Dean, Grace Kelly, Jean Harlow, Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Rita Hayworth, Lauren Bacall, Katharine Hepburn, Lana Turner, and Betty Davis. Not one mention
dance
for our
on
own.
Air.
Not one.
Yeah, they're all
we
dead.
Didn't start the fire.
Not one mention of our own Dan Strauss. Who vogues better than any of them, I should say.
Yeah.
Tom, all you got here was the Jason Robards 3-pointer and the John Wayne 4-pointer for a total of 7 points. So you have failed in your mission to avoid quadruple punishment today. Here it is.
Oh, man. I deserve it. All my life. I had all the Robin Williams ones.
Yeah.
I will send to you.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work.
All of my lovers.
Okay, that's all, Tammy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. You want to take a shot? Join me next Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.